This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcast from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Welcome to WebX, practical web accessibility tips. Welcome to WebX, episode 16. This is your host, Dennis, and today we're going to be talking about colors and web accessibility. Did you know approximately 8% of web surfers, or 8% of Americans, have some kind of color blindness? So, it's probably a good idea if almost 1 out of 10 of people who look at your site have some kind of color deficiency, that you prepare your website for this issue. Now, the first item has to do with meaning, the actual content on your site. Now, you've probably come across before sometime when directions on a web page say, click the red button to do such and such, or have values in a chart that's organized by color alone, and doing these two things is not accessible. Now, instead of saying click the red button, you could have a red button, that's fine, but you should probably add text to it, and if you don't want to add text to it, you should probably, well, have the correct text in the alt tag or title tag, but you could, as an alternative to that, you could change the shape of the button. So instead of two round buttons, you could have like a round button that's red, or have a square button that's green, and that'll help differentiate buttons. Don't forget to add the alt or title tags, though. Because obviously, if a person is colorblind, obviously they're not going to know if they have a certain, the red-green color blindness, they're not going to know which button is red and which one's green and so forth. Another item about conveying meaning with the colors is the chart example. So instead of just having different color bars on a chart or something like that, you should also label in the graphic, you know, label the actual percentages or numbers that you're trying to convey also in there, and use the long description tool if you need to. So that's conveying meaning with color. And the next item would be contrast. So basically the idea is, if you have low vision, it's hard, if there's not enough contrast on the screen, you're going to have difficulty seeing it. So, and this goes for, you know, textual and, you know, other CSS elements as well as graphics. So make sure not only your CSS and layout color has a good contrast going, but also graphics you create. And there are several tools to check, you know, if it has high enough contrast or not, besides common sense. But there's a website called VizCheck, VizCheck.com, and Opera has a couple tools in the main application for, you know, turning I believe it has like just a high contrast option or possibly a grayscale option in there, but also the web accessibility toolbar for IE has on the menu there, it has a specific actually colors area, and it has several selections for changing the contrast and changing the web page to grayscale to check for contrast. So, in a nutshell, just make sure your website, the colors you're using and the layout you have, there's a fair amount of contrast, and there's just so the user will not have trouble reading it and viewing it. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Go to the webx.blogspot.com website and check out the links I have down there. Some good tools. And just one other thing I wanted to mention, as far as using CSS and colors, make sure you're using numbers to designate the colors, like the hexadecimal or RGB values for the numbers, for the colors, and not to use color names. That is deprecated by the W3C standards. And that should do it. So, hope you learned a few things about web accessibility and colors, and oh yeah, one other note, this, as far as the color blindness goes, did you know it's mostly guys that are colorblind? So maybe that's why girls make better interior decorators. I don't know. All right, well, thanks for listening, and you know, you're always welcome to leave a comment or two on the WebX blog. I always make it a point to try to answer everyone's comments there. So, thanks again, and I'll catch you next time. Take it easy. Visit WebX at webx.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.